My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day on this Wednesday morning. You know, hopefully starting off the middle of the week with something good for you. And tuning in today means you're starting off your day on the right foot, putting yourself into the number one priority position of getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. Obviously, there's going to be work involved and there's always plenty of confusion and misinformation. But you know, if you push through it, and you ask your questions and you get them answered and you're persistent, you're going to find the right path for you to follow. Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, we're going to hit a couple walls and we're going to hit a couple speed bumps. But it's well worth it, I guarantee you. And the things that, I can't tell you how many times I hear every single day from people that, you know, they've been listening to me for years, you know, years, decades by now, and have done some things and really kept saying they were going to really get into it, and something bad happened. And, you know, now they're second guessing their lack of focus and their procrastination. And that's just human nature. We all do it. So is it ever too late to get started? No, we just need to start doing something. And even if it's small baby steps, you're still going to get benefits that are beneficial and noticeable. Today, we're going to be talking with the Robinsons, and we're going to be talking about their amazing, groundbreaking line of liquid herbal tinctures, Cedar Bear Naturals. So you're going to really enjoy the show today. Of course, every day here on the show from 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk to the best guest in the industry. We talk to the movers, the shakers, the formulators, the educators, the on-hand people out there in the world, in the trenches, teaching, training, and educating, and keeping all of us as healthy as we possibly can be. And we also talk about the topics that are relevant to today's world. So make sure that you tune in every day. But if you can't, courtesy of my awesome producer and, of course, Lotus Broadcasting, every one of my shows is recorded, archived, and podcast on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can just click on the archive icon, download the show, have your podcast at your fingertips when it's convenient for you on your time schedule so that it works around your busy day. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day because that makes amazingly great sense. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but they really make it worth your while to go to their store. Number one, you get to work with people that are passionate, knowledgeable, educated, and informed on everything health and nutrition. They're up to date, and they make sure that they are continually studying. So when you go there, you're getting the most up-to-date information, and that's a huge plus in this very confusing world of getting healthy. Above and beyond that, they have an amazing, fully packed store with the best of the best products in every category. Kind of hard to make a mistake when you're always choosing from the best with such great information. It's a full service environment, so you're always comfortable and you leave with great peace of mind. Stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. When you're dedaddling around Facebook, you might want to pull them up, give them a thumbs up, stay connected to the store every day. Their posts are well worth it. They're very educational, and they'll keep you in tune with not only the industry and what's going on around health around all of us, but also what's going on with the store as well. And of course, visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can enter your email address, start getting coupons, newsletters, and all that good stuff that you really want to enjoy staying in touch with the store. Well, a little background on my guest today. Not only have they been around a long time and made amazing just amazing strides in our field for bringing forward awesome information, but they've also created this so incredible line of liquid herbal tinctures. Now, some of you may have literally a bad taste in your mouth from years past of using liquid herbal tinctures. I know I did until I met these two amazing people and formulators and educators and got to know not only how amazing herbs could be, but also how good tasting and how I could enjoy them actually while I was getting the benefits of them. Carl and Joan Robinson are health educators, and they're the co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer Cedar Bear Naturals. A clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a master's of herbology in herbal pharmacognosy and pharmacology, Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for over 30 years, and he was involved in the passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1984. This is actually the 25th anniversary of that. He is also the author of numerous white pages, published works, and educational courses on herbs and natural health. 30 years ago, he developed the unique multi-step approach to producing liquid herbs without alcohol. The Tinctrack process was born, the same one that Cedar Bear uses today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, a meditation facilitator, and an organic gardener, and the former lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. She's the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest, and having herself been inflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at an early age, she overcame it, utilizing natural holistic means. So she's got the firsthand experience with using a natural approach to health building, and her educational background really does make this line and these products, along with Carl, just so easy to understand. So I hope you enjoy this. Sit back and enjoy. And remember, at Stay Healthy, the full line of the Cedar Bear products are available every single day. They're wonderfully priced and they're amazingly formulated. And I think that if you've gone away from liquid herbal tinctures for whatever reason, you might want to think about coming back and trying them the right way. Good morning, Carl, Joan. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Always great to have you guys back with me, you know, because you bring such good information. And you know, I think a lot of people are still learning about herbs, maybe for the first time, and, you know, wondering, you know, are these just medicine? Do we use them only when we need them? Or can we build some really good health by using them on a regular basis? How do you approach that kind of idea? Because I think a lot of people keep thinking that we only use herbs when we need them, and they're missing the boat, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, that is the general idea people have of herbs, because herbs traditionally were used, as far as the way it's been written in popular literature, as the original or traditional medicine. But the interesting thing is, if you look at traditional healing systems, particularly traditional Chinese medicine, Tibetan natural medicine, and especially Ayurvedic medicine that comes out of India, let me explain. With the Ayurvedic medicine, their medicine is deeply rooted in nutrition, and in fact they don't separate the two, and we're kind of the same way. We're kind of the Western version of that approach, of traditional approaches to the use of herbs, in the fact that herbs are full of minerals, they're full of polysaccharides, they're full of all kinds of nifty, neat nutritional components, that though they're in small amounts, they're in a state and they're in a form that's readily utilized by the body. A lot of times they'll get results that border on miraculous. So herbs are more than just medicine. They're actually a part of everyday building of health. The way we use spices in the kitchen is a good example. Spices have been called the poor man's herbal medicine chest, because you use it in your food every day and you benefit from it. But more than the medicine, you got all kinds of neat things that happen inside the body as far as building, sustaining, tonifying, and just bringing general health and well-being.
You know, I think you hit on some really good points there. And I think that is a re-familiarizing ourselves with herbs and what they do and what they stand for. And another really good thing that you just kind of mentioned is other parts of the world many parts of the world, herbs are the first line of defense, not vitamins and minerals, but herbs. You know, that's the first place people go. You know, I've said previously, I've had friends that have gone to China and gone to parts of Japan, and while they were there, they might have gotten ill, and of course, they don't send them to a doctor over there. They send them to the corner herbal apothecary, where these older gentlemen, almost traditionally, will mix them up tinctures and powders and things and have them put them in teas and beverages, and that's their first line. I mean, that's where people go first and primary, either out of tradition or just, you know, the way that they were taught.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is where it all started. That is traditional herbalism, and that is how Carl started many years ago. He had a therapy center, and he had an apothecary, and people would come in, and he'd blend them dried herbs, but he'd blend them into a mix specifically for that person. They'd take it home and make a tea out of it, and it brought 100% results, benefiting their health and well-being and whatever the targeted need was that person had.
Well, the interesting thing, too, was that I had ascertained that taking a more building, toning approach to our health was something that was missing in the popular herbalism of the day. And I didn't even know about traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, Tibetan natural medicine, or the African Yoruba fourfold medicine. I didn't know any of these things back in my 20s. I just simply had studied Western herbalism and saw that there was just a gaping gap there as far as the way herbs were being used and popularized, because herbs were either being used to stimulate the system or to cleanse, you know, the dickens out of the system. That was the two main approaches being used back then. And I said, well, what about building the body? Because one of the most popular herbs out there, worldwide now, but especially in Asia, is turmeric. Mm-hmm. How many people know that turmeric is the basis of most curries? Curry is a cooking spice mix used in Asian cooking. And turmeric is what gives it that real yellow color. It also helps to give it its unique flavor along with the other herbs that are used. But turmeric, a kitchen spice, is also now been shown to be one of the most powerful, most important medicinal herbs out there. Again, traditional herbalism took the approach that, as the popular book, I can't remember who the author was, food is your best medicine, and oftentimes medicine is your food. Is this making sense?
Makes great sense. And, you know, you mentioned something also, and I think we kind of glazed over it. You know, traditional medicine today treats the problem. It treats the situation. It treats where we are at that point, the symptoms of the problem, trying to alleviate, you know, some of the overhanging kind of residual kind of things that are either annoying or plaguing to the body. And when you were doing your mixtures in your apothecary-ish kind of situation, you gave people to treat the entire body, so the body got stronger and it took care of the problem itself. And I think we've gotten a long way away from that. And I think what these products that you manufacture, they help us to kind of reset our body to a point, making it healthier, so the body can just do its job. You know, that's what our bodies want to do. They want to do their job. You know, they want to get things done, but most of us are trying to tell our body to build a house with a hammer, one nail, and a board.
Well,
and no tools.
And you make an excellent point there about our products, because one of the things is we say that our products are, when I formulate, they're formulated on the basis of a multiplex approach. A multiplex approach means I'm using many considerations, not just to pull out a book and traditional herbalism, you know, you just, when I say traditional, I'm talking about Western herbalism, you just pull it out and follow some instruction. No, there's things like herbal energetics, there's the mineral signature of the herb, there's its pharmacology, its pharmacognostic considerations. There's also its subtle energy signatures. There's all kinds of considerations. And that was an approach I took clinical. And one of the things I've said through the years about our formulas and our products is when we do our formulas, they're based also on clinical herbalism. So a lot of our formulas are out there. I just simply took and observed what was happening in my clinical work, and I came up with formulas that would have more of a a general appeal, the ability to hit more of a general audience out there with one product instead of me sitting down with thousands upon thousands of individuals, which is not possible, and formulating a specific formula for each one of them. So basically, it's coming up with an, I guess you call it a metered average of the herbs that are put together in these formulas that are going to give the greatest number of benefit to the greatest number of people using that single herbal formula.
Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about getting healthy and vitality and maybe your philosophy on building our health, you know, because I think it's really important, and I think you bring a lot of great products to the foundation for us to choose from. Where do we start, you know, and how do we start using herbs and letting them work for us and with us on our ultimate goal, which is being healthy?
Well, the first thing is breathe good air, breathe deeply. Next thing is a little bit of exercise along with that. The next thing is drink a lot of good pure water, because water and herbs go together. And then, of course, you've got the good nutrition. You know, a lot of people ask me, what's your view on food, diet, and nutrition? I say, well, that's your first place you go as far as what you put in your mouth to nutrify yourself. Even before herbs, folks, you better make sure that you're also doing good food, because herbs in and of themselves won't do the job. What the strength of herbs are is they supplement. They help the good food that you're taking to do even better than, you know, what it was before. So those are some basics. You're a doctor, and you know you have to, Jeff, you're a doctor. You have to look at it from that point of view also.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you have to build that foundation. Herbs are kind of what I like to call, they go in and they fill in all the spots that get missing, and they help to fortify and build what's there. So those foundations have to be taken into consideration, and as you're doing that, then you go to the herbs and you look at what herbs you may need. What do you need to strengthen here? Our subject today is building health with herbs, just building, the building principle. For instance, herbal minerals. That's one of our formulas. I mention it because it was the first herbal formula I did on a commercial basis. It builds blood calcium levels and also helps to build other mineral factors in the body that are needed. Now, people say, well, you add calcium to your herbal minerals? No. In fact, if you analyze the herbal minerals, you're going to find it doesn't have a whole lot of quote-unquote calcium like you would get if you were taking a calcium supplement. However, here's the interesting thing. A person, when we found this with midwives who were giving it to pregnant women, when they had low calcium levels and they were taking all those calcium pills and still their calcium levels weren't coming up, which is very important to be able to make sure you don't miscarry, when they would take the herbal minerals formula, blood calcium levels would go up.
With only two droppers full or a quarter teaspoon.
Three to four times a day. Now, the thing was, there wasn't that much calcium itself in the herbal minerals to look at it raising blood calcium from a numbers point of view. No, what it is that our herbal minerals helps the body to more efficiently and effectively break that calcium down out of the food and get it into the bloodstream where it can do its job. So oftentimes, herbs are looked at, not only for what they put in the body, but more importantly, what do they do to the body?
You know, as you were describing this earlier, I mean, just a couple of minutes ago, and talking about the body and filling, you know, the small areas that we might miss with other supplements and diet that are overlooked, I had this picture in my mind, and it was this bottle of herbal minerals or herbal vitamins in your line with a magnifying glass, you know, just kind of looking at the body for all the cracks and the crevices that get missed, and, you know, looking on the corners and looking underneath the furniture, all the places that were things that need to be fixed could could benefit from attention and focus, but they get overlooked. And I think that really makes sense because, you know, there's a lot of areas in the body that we just kind of glaze over. And with a little bit more attention and focus, those areas would be stronger and become more proactive in their everyday routine. So that's kind of what I imagine when you were talking that, you know, the fine tuning of the body and all the small cracks and crevices that traditionally get overlooked.
And did you notice, Jeff, that it was a simple concept?
Very.
Which made it so easy for you to visualize. And herbs, to a large degree, can be looked at that way. And sometimes modern medicine says, oh, that's just too simple. That's just too basic. You know, it's just too simple. Well, folks, that's what health, when you really get right down to it, should be about. It should have an aspect of simplicity that is absolutely elegant.
Oh, so beautifully put. And you know that the herbal minerals formula is elegant in its simplicity. It's not way complex, but through the years, while Carl first formulated it and brought it to, you know, midwives giving it to pregnant women, it has now been found through the years that it's amazing for all ages. We have people get back with us saying, you wouldn't believe what the doctor said about how fast my son's broken leg healed, or you wouldn't believe how much stronger my hair is, or and healthier. You wouldn't believe how, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, the incredible stories on just that one formula. But it's not just the herbs.
She ripped that one right out of my mouth. It's the process, the fact that we never use alcohol, we only use the glycerin in the water with the herb, and the unique process we use. So the formulas in and of themselves, important as they are, the product is more than just the herbs itself. It's a whole process, and behind that, a whole philosophical, metaphoric concept that drives the whole process.
You know, when someone just chimed in and they said, I'm one of those people that used to do herbs ages ago and I hated them because they were terrible, and I decided to give this line a try, and you're right, they do taste really well. And Jeff, you always say it exactly the right way. This is funny. You try it and you love it for the taste, but you go back for the effects. I love that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and thank you for bringing that back up. Years and years ago when I started working on my health because it crashed bad, and I had just married this herbalist, and he had developed this wonderful line with this wonderful process, and most of the formulas were focused on children, and I could not digest or take anything. I was allergic to everything under the sun. I said, well, honey, do you think maybe these would help me? He said, well, yeah.
They can't hurt.
And so I started taking the formulas, and herbal minerals was one of those that I used to help rebuild my health. And I could take them, and it helped amazingly on bringing my health around in a gentle, building fashion. So, you know, I'm not just a believer because this is our company, but I am a believer because it worked for me, and I take these products daily, different ones for different needs to fill in the cracks. And here we are 25 years later, and I'm in love with them to this day.
Where do we start? Somebody wants to know, okay, I'm ready to do this. You know, I put them on the back burner for a long time. I do vitamins and minerals and electrolytes, but I don't do any herbs. I want to know where to start, and can I continue on my normal regime and still bring other things in? Another
Absolutely.
Good question.
Oh, that's so beautifully asked. And let's break down that word, vitamin. Vitamin, we grew up with it as a word. You know, there's vitamins. You go into the store and you buy these pills, and they're vitamins. Excuse me. The original word vitamin comes from a contraction of the words vital, minerals. and vital minerals are the components in herbs that and our nutrition that help our health. So when you're doing your over-the-counter or, you know, health store vitamins, remember even more vital minerals come from the herbs themselves. And in this liquid tinctract process, and tinctract means tincture extraction, we are more than a tincture and more than an extract, so that's where the word tinctract comes from, like vital minerals. Anyway, so you start with your herbal minerals is a great place to start.
Okay. Now, when people start using this, let's say that they are traditionally using a multiple vitamin already, but, you know, because I have no trouble adding these into everything I'm using already, because I just look at it as another area of the armed forces that I'm bringing in, you know. So you got the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. You got them all. We're bringing in the fifth one, the Cedar Bear line, because we want it to come in to sweep up behind everything else that everybody else misses, but also do all the things that the other things cannot do. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Because I'm looking at the line right now, and, you know, when some people like myself have had the pleasure and the luxury to try so many of the products in the line, you know, you kind of want to go crazy and take everything that's available, and because there's just so many good things. I want people to know, before I take my break here, that you guys have done something so amazing with this line. You've not only come out with all the individual things for us creative folk that like to mix our own blends and combinations, a dab of this will do you, a dab of this, a squirt of this, three drops of this, and formulate our own little things, and we'd love to do that. But you also, for the other people that are either busy or don't have the time to study or don't have the time to do the background checks, you have formulated incredibly beautiful formulations. And we'll talk about those when we get back from the break. But I want people to know that you've done the work for us. All we have to remember to do is open the little bottle and squirt. You know, we just have to do that because you've done all the work for us, which is a beautiful thing. And it's really commendable that you've actually done these formulations, because people have no idea the amount of time and work and effort and energy and back to the drawing board work that it takes to be able to narrow things down and come out with a beautifully labeled, isolated blend that can be condition specific, where all the guesswork is done for us, the consumer. So I just wanted, before the break, just let everybody know about that. We'll be right back with Carl and Joan Robinson, my awesome formulators and the founders of this cool company that's just, it rocks. Cedar Bear Naturals. Remember, it's available every day at Stay Healthy. The best of the best herbs in liquid form. And do they taste good? You bet they do. Well, stay tuned.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctracts. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctracts ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health, and others that work directly for specific symptoms, like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctracts to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Ragua, Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Hey, I use herbs for everything. For years, I've used herbs for cooking, herbs for teas, herbs for baths, and herbs for my health. But there was one type of herbal product that I used to always avoid. Liquid herbs. Why? Because they tasted awful. Well, that all changed from the moment I tasted a Tinctract liquid herb from Cedar Bear Naturals. I couldn't believe it. Tinctracts actually taste great. In fact, they not only taste great, but they taste and smell like the fresh harvested herb itself. That means that the natural synergy and biological viability of the herbs are there, the way Mother Nature intended. Alcohol-based products knock that synergy out, while alcohol-free tincts preserve this synergy so they can work with the body. For all you longtime herb users and newcomers to herbs, do yourself a favor and try Tincts Liquid Herbs by Cedar Bear Naturals. You'll be glad you did. And yes, they are that good.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out this incredible line of herbal liquid tinctures from Cedar Bear Naturals. Amazing individual herbs. And, of course, right before the break, I was talking to you about how much their blended combinations can do for you and how much all the guesswork has done. So you actually get to enjoy yourself, enjoy the benefits of herbs and all their benefits. And nothing better than having them dance on your palate at the same time. That's always a good thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to start being part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. And remember, these herbs, they are extremely reasonable. They're so amazingly priced, and you're going to want to experiment more and more and more, because you might try one or two. Let's say we're talking about today, and the next time you're going to look around and say, maybe I want to take a look at some of these and try some of the other ones. The wonderful thing is, you can. We're talking with Carl and Joan Robinson today, and we're talking about these amazing liquid herbal tinctures. So people are chiming in like crazy. Your mineral and nutrient-based formulas are easy to use, delicious tasting. And can you take too many at one time, or should you stagger them, or can you hit it heavy? Let's say you're really run down and really have run yourself into the ground. Can we start out a little bit more aggressively?
You really, really can. Each formula is formulated in and of itself to do what it does, but when you put two or three together, then you create a super formula. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put it in maybe a quarter cup, half a cup of water, and put two droppers full from three or four different formulas if that's the way I want to push my health for that day. So it's a lot of fun to play with them, and it always tastes good.
You know, I think that all of us are coming from about the same position. We all want to feel better. We all want to act better. We want to think better. We want more energy. We want to be less stressed. I think we all want this. And I think no matter who you talk to, where you go, the wanting is there consistently. It's the common denominator. The follow-through, not so much. Maybe more confusion, maybe having some unsuccessful journeys in the past. You know, that kind of are these speed bumps and roadblocks that keep us from really focusing. You know, but I want people to know that, and I do stress your blended combinations a lot. And the reason that I do is because there is a lot of confusion out there. And somebody can walk in and look at all the herbs and think to themselves, well, I know some of these are good for the brain. And then they'll scroll down and they'll see your brain booster and know that it's got ginkgo and all these wonderful building oxygenating formulas to make our brain, you know, lighter, happier, healthier, more cognitively balanced. But they don't have to do it themselves. And that's such a huge plus with this line, is that you've done these combinations. And you know, that's a really good thing. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much. Let's talk about Brain Booster. It's an amazing formula because not only does it just oxygenate your brain, but it helps your whole cardiovascular system work better, your brain be brighter. It helps with your energy levels. It's great for athletes and young people. It's great for older people. You know, it just really does a beautiful thing of filling in the gaps, you know, those cracks on your brain health.
One thing that I want people to remember is that, and I think this is just another stressing of the formula, is that your blended combinations hit home runs in the areas that we are looking to focus on. And like I said, brain booster, cardio health, building our blood, our minerals, our livers, which are overly abused and taxed. But, you know, you're hitting on these areas that people are hearing about from the doctor. Well, your liver enzymes are high. Okay, good. What do I do? Well, you know, don't drink. You know, that's what we get. You know, or your cardiovascular system, you know, you're looking at metabolic syndrome. You got high blood sugar, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Well, we need to protect the heart because they're all connected. I like what you've done. You've hit on all of the areas. You've set up these little stands, so no matter which direction we're going, there's a great product there right in front of us that we can utilize. And I think that that's just needs to be commended because you're listening, and you're also following what's going on out there, and you also have the knowledge to know where we were and where we're heading. And even with all of our knowledge, we're still heading down some pretty unhealthy roads.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so well put. And indeed, Carl's background with clinical herbalism and his pharmacological training, he developed these formulas around different needs in the body that are targeted, as well as the general tonic-based approach, too. But say, as you mentioned, the cardiovascular system needs some work, and the cardio heart or Hawthorne heart, where the name's going to be soon, is a wonderful formula for building the health and strength of the entire cardiovascular system. Works well with the brain booster. But also, we often forget the liver.
Yeah.
And while, as you said, doctor may say, "Ooh, your liver enzymes are a little bit high," the liver build formula helps protect and rebuild and strengthen liver function. And both metabolic issues, like the syndrome you mentioned, and your cholesterol issues, they all focus through the liver. So you want that liver functioning as best as it can.
You want to know what I always think, and this is in the back of my mind, is if there are, and that's why I'm always a pretty staunch advocate for blends. If there is a chance that there's six amazing nutrients that all work well together for, let's say, a specific situation, and I would try to do it on my own, I would usually pick maybe four of them, and I would think to myself, okay, I got this covered. And the four probably would have done okay, but the two that I didn't pick were usually the ones that I really needed the most. So I decided that rather than having to do this myself, to utilize the knowledge and the talents of the formulators and use the blends, because they use them all and they're put together in a dosage and formulation that makes sense. And then I think to myself, well, I'm not having to think this through and beat my head against the wall trying to decide what to do. I'm using a formula that has everything in there anyway, in a form where, and a blend that's already done for me. So I've always thought that, because we didn't start out with blends. You know, we had individual nutrients for, my goodness, the first 2.5 decades I was in the business. And, you know, it's blends and combinations are pretty new to the industry. And I just look at them as taking the guesswork out and making sure that you're not missing or having any voids in your formula because you didn't ask enough questions or do enough reading. Does that make sense?
Well, the thing is as far as liquid herbs are concerned, they've never been conducive to doing compounded formulas. Because of the taste.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the single herbs are already, because that's what alcohol does, is it alters the taste profile substantially. And I've always said, if you're altering taste, you're altering other things. That's just the way it is. That's chemistry. So anyway, when I looked at that, we were first approached after I'd done the work with the midwife community and pregnant women. Next thing I was asked is, what about formulas for children? I thought, well, that's novel, and looked around, and there were no formula-based liquid herbal products in the industry. We were the first. So we developed a line, and we were the first in the industry with a totally alcohol-free liquid herbal line of formulas, and we were in the industry like 2-3 years ahead of anyone else that ever entered the industry trying to copy that. And yes, they were copying us because I know the founders of the other companies. And that's okay. It's a big market out there. There, you know, for the as far as competition and everything is concerned. But the neat thing is, we were the first, and we took a very, very unique approach to the way we formulate and to our taste. And we are still the standard by which other liquid herbal formulas are judged. We've had, you know, your store has told us that. Other stores out there and customers have told us that we use Cedar Bear as the standard for judging the quality of other products. And why? Because we've been doing it longer than anyone else.
Well, I know they do, and I know I do, because I talk about you guys all the time. And, you know, and a lot of people, when I bring up the idea of herbs and liquid herbal tinctures, you know, they'll roll their nose and curl their lip, and I'm like, stop that. They're not that way anymore. You know, I have to kind of catch them in their tracks, because I remember the first time I was with you guys, I was rolling up my nose and curling my lip up too in the studio. And we were trying all those liquid herbal tinctures, and I was just like, oh my goodness. I was kind of buzzing, because I think I tried like 50 in an hour. And I just could not get over the fact that they tasted this good while I was still really looking at the formulas and wondering how amazing they're going to be. So, and we still, a lot of people out there still being educated, you know, because I'll tell you what, liquid herbal tinctures of the past, they did leave a, you know, no pun intended, really bad taste in our mouth.
Oh, absolutely. Ugh. I do love that day that you did, we did taste testing on the radio. That was really, really fun. Because you were lighting up with each one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And it's on the air. It's like, we'll see you on the radio. Well, mm-hmm. you'll taste this on the radio. You actually helped anybody listening taste mm-hmm. taste
you
through
know,
the air.
And you know what, Joan? What was amazing is that people don't realize that herbs in their own right have a wonderful taste to them. You know, when they're really put together correctly and they're not thrown into alcohol, but they use glycerin in these formulae. Because, I mean, you know, we were tasting herbs that traditionally are absolutely repulsive, you know, because they have a very strong, pungent taste. But in this formulation, in this threshold, in this medium, they were very pleasant. And I couldn't get over that. And, you know, and I got to find that show because I know it's recorded because it was really, really just an eye-opening experience for me. Because, you know, you've been around a long time. You think you know it all. Guess what? We don't. We're continually.
Well, I'll second that.
You know, I had a lady come in once and she says, I want to buy your Golden Seal. And I went, now, you do know that Golden Seal is one of the not great tasting herbs out there. She says, in your liquid, I can take it, but it's good for my heart as well as for my respiratory and immune system, and I want it. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or even one of the nastiest tasting herbs in the whole world is Tongkatali, the big one that men are really excited about right
sure.
now.
Yes.
Tongkatali is many times more bitter than quinine, but they're buying it like crazy in our tinctracts for liquid form because it tastes
better,
palatable, and it's effective.
Yeah, I feel very, very, very comfortable with your line of products. And, you know, and I think a lot of us are still learning about the benefits of herbs and how well they really, really work. And you know, the proof is in the pudding. And I think Carl will be the first to tell you, you know, give him a try. You know, try the minerals, try the brain booster, try, you know, the liquid liver supports, which is basically the liquid build. And the other thing is, and I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I would really like you to spend some time because I think you have the best iodine on the market.
That is. We are the ones that created and put out there the first glycerin-based iodine. Our R&D team was amazing.
Now, the kind of iodine that Joan is referring to is not a manufactured chemically reduced mineral iodide like potassium, sodium, or calcium iodide. Our particular product is a pure monoelement triiodide of iodine. Triiodide meaning that's the state it's in. There is no reduced minerals like calcium, sodium, potassium, or anything like that. And the reason why? The research shows the potassium iodide actually causes the thyroid to shut down and not accept iodine. That's why you have to use such high doses of the stuff in a supplemental fashion to force a metabolic pathway to get any benefit from the iodine that's in potassium iodide. Gosh, there's a reason why science, the military, and the government have listed these mineral iodides, particularly potassium iodide, as being the go-to prophylactic for radioisotope radiation poisoning, because they keep the thyroid from uptaking any radioisotope based iodine. So our iodine, because it's pure monoelement iodine in a very safe, very stable state, is able to be quickly taken up by the body, converted to the kind of iodine that the body can use inside the body, goes right to the thyroid and all the tissues of the body, and does the job that it needs to, and as a result, less is required.
Now, why iodine, and why does an herbal company do iodine? Because it's the building block basic mineral for your entire body, especially for the thyroid to function properly and your metabolism to proper function and your immune system. Every cell of the body needs iodine, and our whole population is iodine deficient.
Yeah. To emphasize, give greater emphasis to what Joan just said, iodine is the original antioxidant to higher forms of life. Without that antioxidant action, that iodine is called the primary antioxidant, we would have not seen the jump from single-cell life to higher forms of life, also going to vertebrates, and then the going from a cold-blooded species to a warm-blooded species that are out there. That required iodine and thyroid action to happen. So iodine is at the core of the evolutionary evolution of life. And iodine is also core to the DNA conversions that took place and ongoing DNA replication.
So if you want smart kids and healthy kids, pregnant women need 3 times more iodine than regular people.
And that's everybody else on a minimum.
And babies and children need iodine. This is something to give to everyone of all ages.
And real quick, you know, because we've talked over the years about how to use this, and it's very, very easily used. Is it best to put it in your mouth? Is it best to put it in your smoothie? Is it best to put it in your food or drink?
You can do it all. I prefer just putting it back of my tongue, swallowing it, and then chasing it down with water. Others like to put it in smoothies. Mm-hmm. Others like to put it just in water, make sure it's purified water that's not got a bunch of chlorine in it. But others put it in water, stir it around, and drink it down that way. So it's what you take it in whatever way works best for you as an individual.
And that's the iodine and that's the herbs. Same thing. Get it in your body.
Standard dosage for an adult man and woman?
It's on the bottle, but it can be, it's six drops a day. And if you're doing what's called iodine loading, you can take 6 drops 2 or 3 times a day over a period of 2 or 3 months and then go back to just 6 drops a day.
And pregnant, 2 or 3
times. Oh, yes.
That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I think we hit on a lot of really good issues today, and I think that it's amazing that you make this so easy and so understandable. I know our time goes so fast. I just want to thank you so much for what you've done in the industry, and you brought herbs back to us because they had definitely disappeared, and the whole idea of tinctures had really just gone back into the closet, if you will. Thanks for bringing them out front and putting them right in the front seat where we can not only see them, but we can benefit from them. And at the same time, you know, utilize all the talent that goes into their formulations.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And true herbalism, the real thing that's been with humanity since the beginning of time, that's our focus.
You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to open my book and know that you're here today.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Be well, my friends. My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, representing their company, Cedar Bear Naturals. If you haven't tried their liquid herbs, you need to. Let's say you've been thinking about getting back on herbs again, or maybe trying some of those traditional herbs you've used in the past. You know, maybe you are like me and had a bad taste in your mouth from the old traditional alcohol-based herbs. I wouldn't touch them, and I didn't. I went decade without having any of them in my house or using them because I just couldn't get by the taste or the way they made me feel or the smell. Ugh. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Cedar Bear Naturals, there they are, and just amazing at what they've done, and to be able to truly put themselves into a better, healthy category. I think they're amazing at what they do. So I hope you'll take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family, and while you're there, check out all the amazing products from Cedar Bear. I think you'll be really happy that they taste amazing, and you'll go back. Like the gentleman said earlier when he chimed in, he said, you like them, you taste them, you enjoy them, but you go back for the way they make you feel and for the changes they basically make in your body. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You're going to love it, because not only is getting healthy difficult, it's confusing, and there's tons of misinformation. But the amazing people at Stay Healthy are going to help you sort out that misinformation, answer your questions, and make sure that you're heading in the right directions. They'll be basically your, if you will, GPS. They'll tell you where to go and where to head. And because they only carry the best of the best in every category, you really can't make a mistake. And with that much guidance, you're going to have your go-to people that you can go back and talk to. And every time you check in with them, you can let them know how you're doing and what's up. And, you know, I'm doing really good here, but anything you might want to suggest for this area here, as you start to fine-tune and bring back your health to a state of really good, noticeable difference from what we're experiencing today every day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer for a reason. Quality, integrity, the best staff, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and a fully packed store with the best products in every single category. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on Facebook, because their posts are really fun and they're educational and sometimes reminding of some things we used to know a long time ago, but we forgot. And also, it keeps you connected to the store to let you know what's going on, number one, in the industry, and number two, at the store. And of course, give them a great focus at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address and start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff as well. And once again, stay connected to the store. I'm going to give you the address again. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Remember to go in and check out the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals products. They're available every single day. Great prices, awesome formulations. Remember, they have the singular herbs and the blended condition-specific formulas as well, with all the guesswork taken out. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Wednesday morning to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics, the things we need to talk about every single day. And, you know, the things we don't talk enough about. And all of a sudden something happens, and then we want to have it in every discussion. Let's not wait till we need to talk about it. Let's talk about it ahead of time. Let's be proactive. Let's be a little bit more preventive, and let's start focusing on our health. And of course, because I bring you the best guest in the industry, you're always getting good information. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of my amazing producer, as well as Lotus Broadcasting, my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. Be well, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.